Wilson rode a wave of support from Democrats who were deeply uncomfortable with her opponent's support for charter schools and other school choice options. Wilson told about 100 supporters at her Decatur headquarters, public education needs to be protected and strengthened.
We've got to make sure that people understand what they're doing to our public education system, and then we've got to all go out together and fight for it.
Wilson will have her work cut out for her. No Democrat has won statewide office in years. Georgia is still an overwhelmingly red state. Wilson says the emphasis will be on policy, not politics. She says that's what Republican members of the Georgia School Boards Association saw in her when they selected her to head that organization.
They knew I was a Democrat. They knew who I was. But they elected me anyway because they know that I am laser focused on what's best for kids, and I'm not bringing any of the politics into it.
Still, Wilson has taken positions highly unpopular in conservative circles. She's an unapologetic supporter of Common Core, and she opposes a state tax break for those underwriting private school tuition. Wilson supporter Nan Orrock, the Democratic state senator from Atlanta, believes voters won't focus on those issues. Instead, it will be about reducing classroom sizes, ending teacher furloughs, and returning to the 180-day school year.
There's one party in this state that's been cutting money out of education, and that's the GOP. I believe that education voters, which is a huge block of votes, has awakened, and they're connecting the dots.
Wilson will face the winner of the Republican primary, either Mike Buck or Richard Woods, but that race remains a virtual tie. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.